Welcome to Hip Pause. I invite you to begin your practice in a comfortable position. Allowing your body to feel at ease. And once you've settled into a posture that honors your body today, gently close your eyes. And begin to notice your breath. Feel the breath flowing in and out of your body. Just noticing the sensation. And as you breathe, allow anything outside of this moment to fade away from your mind. Imagine that your thoughts are flowing away, rinsing off of you into a stream, being carried away. Feeling warmth and compassion for yourself and your practice today. In today's practice, we will bring our attention to finding patience with ourselves. And as you continue to feel grounded, relax the shoulders, allowing them to feel heavy, letting go of any tension in the forehead, unclenching your jaw, continuing to take this time for yourself today, whatever it looks like, just doing your best. I'm going to guide you through three rounds of breath, where you will inhale to a count of five and exhale to a count of five. Prepare with a deep breath in and exhale, sigh it out through your mouth. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. And I invite you to continue with this breath, or one that feels more natural to you today. Continuing to bring your attention to your breath. And if your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your grounding breath. Now, relax your attention. Melissa Urban was a drug addict. The drugs were a way to escape her mind. It distanced her from emotional pain. At age 18, she had tried everything. Heroin, cocaine, whatever she could get her hands on. "I was just so empty and so sad," she says. "I felt so alone and so hopeless. On top of everything, I just felt worthless. I felt like I didn't have anything good to offer. I felt like something was wrong with me. I felt broken." Years of her life were spent in a state of self-harm and abusing her body with substances. After finishing her second round of rehab, it was clear to her everything needed to change if she never wanted to end up in rehab again. She made the commitment to herself that she would make her well-being a priority. For her, the stakes were too high to live otherwise. To overcome her inner battles, she started to commit to a lifestyle that prioritized her well-being, through daily movement and healthy eating. Melissa is now an author, a business owner, and inspires others to develop lifelong healthy habits through her story. Her passion for creating new sustainable eating habits led her to developing Whole30. This program is an elimination diet designed to help people figure out which foods are most optimal for their bodies. Melissa is passionate about nourishing your body with the food you eat and cultivating boundaries in your life to safeguard your well-being. Personally, I love Melissa's story. I can't imagine how difficult of a journey it would be, transitioning off of extremely addictive drugs and carving out a new path for myself. It's a lot to overcome. She had to peel back the layers of her mind to get to the root of what was driving her self-destructive behaviors. For her, this meant addressing trauma and absolutely fighting against the mental landscape that brought the feelings associated with the trauma back to the surface. This journey required patience and perseverance. There is no way she could have kept moving forward without it. When you are feeling like you can't do it and that your challenges are too big to overcome, I invite you to reflect on Melissa's journey. If she can make health a priority and overcome her trauma and addictions, you can do what you are trying to do as well. Whatever it is you are struggling with in your life, pull strength from this story to keep persisting. Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows for anybody. As we come to the end of your practice, begin to take movement in the fingers and the toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead. And until next time.